It's Friday, October 18, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The inaugural Women in Mining Summit themed Empowerment Through Excellence, Leading Change in Extractive and Energy Sectors has successfully concluded in Windhoek. The summit aims to connect women entrepreneurs with prominent industry leaders, investors and financiers, promoting collaboration and driving meaningful change in these essential sectors. Here is Zenzin Avases, the president of the organization.
The result is more than what I could even have imagined, but for me, the most important part is to also just bring emphasis to the women in mining, and we did that. This shows that we are back, and we are back to make an impact. So there are four types of women, and all of them are represented. And some of the ladies here already got offers from another company in South Africa on business opportunities. So for me, this is really more than what I expected. Total more than I expected. I'm very grateful.
The Anti-Corruption Commission convened the NACCEP Steering Committee meeting and officially launched the annual report for the years 2023 to 24. Here's Paulus Noah, the Director General of ACC.
The strategy has got 8 pillars. Within the pillars, there are strategic objections. Under the strategic objections, there are actions that must be implemented by responsible institutions. Now, that was the report that was being given. The strategy is ending in 2025, and after next year, it means that another strategy for a period of 5 years has to be developed. Therefore, for those remaining actions that have to be implemented, the discussion was now around how to maximize and see to it that the institutions are complying with what is expected from them and implement that.
The South African police have confirmed that their units are actively pursuing additional suspects connected to the mass shooting in Lusikisiki in the Eastern Cape, where 18 people were murdered. 4 suspects have been arrested so far. 1 suspect is still on the run, and the weapons used in the mass shooting have yet to be found. Briefing the media, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola emphasized the need to address rising violence and illegal firearms.
The investigation, we cast it wide, so we are still looking at possibilities of linking other people. The case of Kumbu, that was stock theft related. After the murder of the 6 people, we have since arrested 1 person, and we are still looking for plus minus 7 or 8 suspects.
The United Nations envoy for Western Sahara, Staffan de Mistura, has proposed the potential division of the territory between Morocco and the Polisario Front as a solution to the nearly 50-year-old conflict, according to Reuters. The dispute, dating back to 1975, involves Morocco's claim over Western Sahara and the Algeria-backed Polisario Front's push for an independent state. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has presented his victory plan to European leaders and NATO allies in Brussels. Zelensky announced his plan to Ukrainian lawmakers on Wednesday, which includes an unconditional invite to join the military alliance. Reporting for us from Belgium's capital is William Denslow.
Addressing EU leaders here at the European Council, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that unity was a weapon, and the implementation of his victory plan could end the war with Russia by next year. But convincing allies to go along with his proposal will be no easy task. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has long been sceptical of increasing military assistance for Kyiv, and on Thursday urged the EU to switch from a war strategy to one of peace. Zelensky also attended a NATO Defence Ministers' Summit on Thursday as he seeks an invitation to the military alliance. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.